that's, I mean, what, I mean, I want results. I just want results. You know, my, Giant's always telling me, Jesse, don't live in results. It's like, you know, enjoy the journey, he keeps saying. Very wise, you know, very successful, big on self-improvement, you know, successful YouTuber kid. You know, that's, he's always telling me, focus on the journey. Enjoy the journey. You know, an old man took a young man on a trip. He said, I want to show you something. And the young man kept asking when they were there. And eventually the old man said, we've been on it the whole time. The destination is the journey. Enjoy it, you know, enjoy the journey. And there's a lesson in that. Now, the point I want to make about that is that results are not useless. You know, grain, apples, watermelon, pineapple, if you're from Taiwan, they, because China's blocking the imports on pineapple. So that's become the latest. Oh, pineapple are the big joke. In Japan, the Japanese business owners love to support people that need it. So you go to a noodle shop and order noodles, they'll give you a free pineapple. And that's kind of the Japanese thumbing their nose at China for blocking pineapple imports, because China likes to be mean and petty to everybody, because they're mean. China wants to be mean to Taiwan because we want to own you, but we can't because we're not good enough, because that stupid America, nothing's our fault. We're communist, you know. So that's happening. Oh, my God. No, it's serious. They've got the bite. I'm listening to the Chinese and the Mandarin from the China Uncensored guy. And you got the police officer yelling, you know, the lady says, this is what it's, and, you know, this is my motorcycle. And the police officer says, he says, it's not your motorcycle. It's the country's motorcycle. And I hear it in Chinese. I know what it's saying. And I'm like, oh, my goodness, they're actually talking that way in front of people. It's like, my goodness, you paid for it with money that you worked for. At what point does something become yours? Now, in the Bible's worldview, there is no ownership because Jesus owns everything. But we have stewardship. It is yours, not in the sense that you own it fully in the fullest sense, an uttermost black and white purist sense, as we like to add to our definitions, these meanings which can't exist. It's yours, in fact, that it's yours that you're caring for. If you rent a car and then you go park at Starbucks, and someone wonders whose car this is that you're driving and points at the car you're renting, you say, oh, that's my car. Now, are you making a legal claim? No, but you know what you mean and you know what I mean and we know what we mean. And that's the point of communication, is to understand what we mean. So, yes, I'm not entitled to anything. So, therefore, I can forgive everything. That's the Christian worldview. We don't own anything. Jesus owns it all. But we can use possessive pronouns and say, this is mine, and you shouldn't take it from me. It's been entrusted to my stewardship, and it is not within your stewardship to take it away from my stewardship. You want to use all those big words, or do you want to know what people mean and say, that's mine, hands off? Well, I mean, no, petty arguments like that's why a lot of Christians, you know, can't get along with each other, but you know, let's go back to the whole thing about results. Where were we? Results. Results are not the purpose of the journey. China doesn't seem to get this. They don't know how to see results. They don't know how to look at the results of what they do. China thinks that the results of what they do is because they've had an unfortunate life. China is so lost into having divorced choices and results. As I talked about 2 days ago, China is so, they have so divorced these ideas that they believe that having economic success in America means that America is unqualified to teach what we must do in order to have success. Because America has success, so what do they know about success? See, what's going on? I mean, you know what's going on in their perspective, right? They think success is bestowed, not earned. Now, you've got to get lucky, but you can create your own luck. The farmer who's out there planting seeds and keeping the weeds away and trying to make sure that there's some sort of irrigation, there's some sort of a way for the water to flow, he's more likely to have a crop than the farmer that doesn't plant anything. It may or it may not rain, but one of those farmers is creating luck for himself. There are factors. We're not the only factor, but we do have a factor in the results of our lives. I don't live for the results. I enjoy the full gardening process. I love watching my rosemary, whether it's dying or thriving. But I really hope it can thrive. That's the celebration. That's the party. But I enjoy the process. Now let me slice this a little bit differently because we got to get this. We've got to get this. You want to be happy? You've got to get this. I've got it. You know, Christians argue about forgiveness. You know, does God forgive us or does he expect us to do the work? It's hard to balance. No, there's no hard difficulty at all. God forgives everything, so should we. He owns everything, so he can forgive us. We own nothing, so we can forgive everything. Forgiveness isn't the problem. Results are not the only thing we should enjoy, although they are great, aren't they? The results are better if you've enjoyed the journey there. The destination is far more enjoyable. It's one of the most enjoyable parts. But it's the journey there that adds value to the destination, doesn't it? So we enjoy the whole thing, some parts more than others, and each part in a different way. But the thing about results, the thing about the destination, is that it tells you if it's working. If you arrive at the destination, then you were on the right road. And if you can't find your destination, you're on the wrong road. If you can get your results, then you did something right. If you cannot ever get your results, then you're doing something wrong, or at least you need to keep working. If your plants don't grow and it's because there was no rain that year, because there's some disease in the soil, and you want to try to find out why. If your plants aren't growing, you've got to keep trying to figure out what is wrong. Maybe it's just a drought. And you've accounted for it. You got to try something. You got to feed yourself. Adjust something. Compensate for the fact that there's a drought. Plant less. Use a little irrigation to grow what you can. You know, something. I don't know. But odds are it's not a drought. Droughts are kind of rare in life. If we're not having results, there's probably something we're doing wrong or something we need to learn. Something's got to change somewhere. The results tell us if we're doing things correctly. Which could include changing from wrong to right or just learning, practicing, strengthening muscles. You know, I tell a lot of my English students, they say, what am I doing wrong? I said, nothing. Your problem is that you're weak. The muscles in your mouth are weak, and that's why you can't make that native speaker English sound. You just keep practicing. You're on the right path. It's all right. Keep going. You got the cat by the tail. Just don't quit. Keep practicing this every day, and muscles will get strong, and then you'll sound more like an American. Like, okay. And they want to sound like an American, so when they talk, we understand them. You know, that's the issue. So, you know, the results tell us if we're doing things right. That's not the thing. You enjoy the whole thing. Some parts more than others, each part differently. It's all is for enjoyment. The results is the goal. That's the big hoorah. But if we don't have results, then we have been on the wrong path. And now we're just wandering, and that's no fun. How's that? Does that make sense? Yeah, it really explains. Hold on a second. Let me have a sip of this. Yeah. No, I guess. Oh, here come the Jets. Yeah, I suppose we're done. Yeah, enjoy the journey. Enjoy the journey. But if we have bad results, we've got to be able to reinvent. And usually the people that fail in life, they refuse to say, I'm doing something wrong. They refuse to be open to new ideas. They refuse to take advice. They refuse to ask for advice. And that's why they fail more and more and more and more and more. Don't fall into that and stay away from people who do recognize them.